Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps. My name is Kerry Stevenson. I'm bringing you someone today that we've spoken to before. And you all know I'm the gold nerd, but today we're going to be calling the Kalamazoo Resources, who have been known. They've got great projects in both WA and Victoria, and I'm pretty excited about those. And I know that my guest today is still equally excited about those. But the reason I wanted to chat today is because they've stumbled across some lithium, and we all know that in the EV revolution, lithium is going to be a very important commodity. Joining me today, Paul Adams, non-executive director of Kalamazoo, based over there in Western Australia, with the borders still closed. Hey, Paul, how are you doing?
Good, Kerry, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, sir. Now, I'm a big fan. Everyone knows I'm a gold nerd. I'm a big fan of Kalamazoo and the projects that you've got in Victoria and Western Australia, but you've recently announced that you've got a lithium project. And what I want to know is, how did you come across it? And does that take away from gold? Are you moving away from the gold sector, or give us the overview?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And it's something that we've been sort of very aware of to make sure people are absolutely clear what's going on here. So, as you know, Kerry, we've been a gold-focused exploration company for 12 years, and only since 2017 on the ASX. So very gold-focused, and will continue to be. And in fact, it was as a result of looking at some early grassroots opportunities in gold at our Don's Hill tenement that resulted us doing a data compilation before we sort of went on the ground and did some serious work, that this sort of lithium opportunity actually presented itself. So again, just to be clear, we're not pivoting away from our gold strategy, but at the same time, we need to explore this opportunity that has sort of popped up on our existing tenements in the East Pilbara.
So these are existing tenements. It's in the East Pilbara. It's a gold tenement. That's what you've been looking for. But when you're going through all the data and having a look for where you need to drill and do the work, up pops this lithium. Now, how does that happen? Help me through that.
Yeah, so I guess, so what happened was that as we were doing the data compilation and pulling this together, and indeed, there are some very attractive gold anomalies on the lease. We took that to our geochemist to help us identify some of the other areas of interest. And through that exercise, he then sort of said, well, did you know that almost the entire tenement package sits within the lithium Goldilocks zone? And I must admit, I have not been focused on that at all. And of course, once that was kind of brought to our attention, we would have been mad not to look at it.
Yeah, just explain that to me again. So you've got this, you've got this tenement package. It's very much focused on gold, but your geochemist says, do you know this is sitting in, what did you call it, the Goldilocks?
Yeah, so the story of Goldilocks, where it was too hot and this one's too cold, but this one's just right. So that's what that's referring to is the granite greenstone contact. Okay. And, if you're too close to the granite contact, it might be a little bit too hot. If you're too far away, it might be a little bit too cold. So in the fractionation system of pegmatites, you kind of need to be in that sort of Goldilocks zone, where you're sort of the right distance away from the granite contact for these lithium, cesium, tantalum pegmatites to occur. So there might be there's a band that you can draw around certain types of granites that sit within this Goldilocks zone. And our geochemist has identified almost the entire Dong's Hill tenement package as sitting within that zone.
And how big is that package when you say that the whole entire package?
It's about 122 square kilometres. We had done in 2019, 2020, a ultrafine soil sample campaign in the northern tenement, looking specifically for gold. And there were a number of anomalies. But we've been able to use that existing those soil samples to then sort of reanalyze them in a way that's more appropriate for lithium exploration. And that's in fact what we've done. That has actually started off a whole chain of events over the last sort of 8 weeks, whereby we're now sort of headlong into a multi-thousand, a 4,600 soil sample campaign over the entire Dong's Hill tenement package.
It's quite a big tenement package. That's quite a lot of soil sampling. You're a geologist by background, Paul. You've worked in West Australia for quite some time. In terms of other, because I remember back in the day, I remember Chalice being one of my wonderful gold clients, loved Chalice, and then they were focused on gold and they came across the PGE. Is that a similarity? I mean, because they're actually now spinning off their gold assets, which is great for Chalice shareholders.
Yep.
But in terms of the lithium deposit, sorry, Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, look, that's an interesting analogy. I mean, if we could have half the success that Chalice has done, we'd be extremely happy, as would our shareholders. It's a little bit like that. You know, Chalice looked outside the box and they were a very focused gold company. And now look where they are with their PGMs.
Okay, so for us wee investors out there that say, well, scratching our head going, there's a lot of lithium players out there, a lot of people with lithium deposits both here and overseas. What do you think makes this a standout? What do you see? What does Kalamazoo see about, you know, Dom's Hill and Marble Bar? These are the assets that you're doing the geochemical sampling at. What's the standout?
Look, I think, you know, obviously it's very early. Yeah. The fact that these tenements have never been explored for lithium before, I think, says something. And the fact that in the Pilbara, in many ways, which is so underdone even now in terms of its exploration potential, and you just have to look at, say, in the gold space, what De Grey are doing at Hemi and others are following in their footsteps. So I think the opportunity here is, you know, we're in the right type of rocks. We're in the right part of the world. When you have a look at the shape, the magnetics of the entire Dong's Hill tenement package, and you sort of overlay that on Pilbara Minerals Pilgangoora project, it kind of looks remarkably similar, at least on the surface. So, you know, we've got it all to play for there. We've identified some lithium anomalies by going back to those original soil samples that we did a couple of years ago and using some very clever tech with our portable XRF, where we've gone through, you know, re-assayed or reanalyzed all of the previous soil samples, looking for those pathfinder elements that you see in lithium and associated with LCT pegmatites. And having identified those, using some math and an algorithm within the XRF to derive a quasi-lithium number, because as many of your viewers will know, an XRF machine actually won't analyze for lithium. It's too light to be able to be picked up by that technology. So we've used what we call a lithium index to derive a quasi-lithium number, looking at ratios of the pathfinder elements that are associated with LCT pegmatite. So it's a very, very interesting geochemistry.
Right.
That's what we're using. And that's as we continue with our program, which actually started about a week ago. And we made an announcement on that. I think it started on the 8th of September. You know, we hope to have that very extensive soil sample campaign finished by about mid-December. And I suppose, the other reason why we're using that method of exploration, of course, is because these targets do not show up readily on geophysics or, you know, many other techniques that are employed. You know, it really is an opportunity that can only really be honed with geochemistry.
So what do you think is going to get the market, because I'm curious, I'm not sure the market has really taken in that you've got this lithium project, or maybe they're just a little bit confused about where Kalamazoo is going. So let's talk about the news flow on lithium, and then I want to go back into the gold bit as well, if that's okay with you. So with the lithium, that's only just getting started. What's going to be the process? Let's talk for the next 6 months, because it's a longer process, isn't it?
Well, you know, we're starting at the very beginning. And, you know, we, you know, obviously we have in our neighbours, not only at our Dom's Hill project, but also at our Marble Bar project, we have immediate neighbours with the existing Jort resources in lithium.
Who are your neighbours? Sorry, Paul.
Global Lithium with their Archer deposit. So they already have an existing Jort resource, not too far from our Marble Bar projects. So look, over the next 6 months, this soil sample campaign with the following up of the PXRF and the lithium index, and then subsequently after having identified geochemical anomalies, using a subset of those samples, sending them in for a proper assay to derive a bona fide lithium number, field reconnaissance. So we can do a lot of this work between now and December. We anticipate that by mid-December, this large soil sample campaign will be finished. If we've got some time and funds available in budget for this, then we'll continue with that strategy in our Marble Bar area. I think the analysis of that, the interpretation of that, the field reconnaissance, the ground truthing of it, you know, we should be ready, say, at the beginning of the drilling season next year. So I'm talking about March, perhaps, 2022, we'll be in a position to roll the drill rig in and actually drill some of these targets. And I think, you know, I'm a shareholder, I'd certainly like to be getting in early on the story, but, you know, it's incumbent upon us to actually define a pegmatite. Is it an LCT pegmatite? Is it something that we'll be able to work on going forward? And I think by that stage, I think the market will be well aware of what the opportunity is.
Paul, you've been very focused on the Ashburton project over there in WA, and that has been your focus. How difficult is it as a geo, as somebody that understands all these things, to move across to the lithium? And are you still saying the focus is on the gold still as well? How do you, have a strategy which encompasses both? What's Kalamazoo looking at with that? Do you increase the team? Do you change the team to specialists in lithium and keep the old gold team doing what they're doing? Give me the big picture on that one. I'm a big visual.
I think at the moment, you know, we are particularly in the West. And of course, you know, Kalamazoo have this kind of split focus between Victoria, our gold assets in Victoria, which are very strong, and also our gold assets in Western Australia. And we've developed two completely separate teams to make sure that our exploration strategy is fulfilled across both of those states. I don't see at this particular early stage that that's going to be particularly taxing for the team that we've got. Okay. Matt Rolf is doing a great job looking after our Ashburton project and our gold opportunities in and around that area, and that will continue. I think with the existing personnel that we have, the soil sampling campaign, certainly our activity over the next 6 months is going to be easily absorbed into our existing technical team. And at some point early next year, maybe then we will look at expanding the team in order to have multiple drilling campaigns on each front. So I think, you know, for the next 6 months, I think we've got this well in hand. Dr. Luke Mortimer in the Eastern States has also been putting in a lot of technical effort into this lithium opportunity over the last couple of months. So, you know, I think we've got it pretty well covered.
Paul, before I get on to gold, because it would be remiss of me not to just find out where you're at with the gold. Does the lithium excite you, Paul? I mean, it's come out of left field, clearly.
It has. And, you know, why wouldn't it excite me? And before being in Kalamazoo, of course, I was an equities analyst specific to the resource sector for many years. So, you know, doing that, I had a wonderful opportunity to get across most commodities, you know, in a relatively deep dive. Because I covered them as a result of my analyst work. So it's not completely foreign to me. And of course, you know, geologists are incredibly versatile people, Kerry, as you know. you need to be, because you're looking for value-adding opportunities wherever they may arise. And we're no different.
Yeah, and you have been an analyst in the past. And do you, with this addition of the lithium, do you see that as a good value add for current and future shareholders?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Why wouldn't it be? And, you know, if you brought up Chalice as a wonderful example of a company that has done just that.
Yeah.
Who knows where that's going to go. That is a remarkable discovery. They've done a terrific job with it.
Well, I want you to keep on looking for that lithium and getting those soil samples going. But before we finish up, let's give an update on gold, because that's where Kalamazoo created its value for shareholders, and it's continuing to do so. Where are you at? What's Ashburton looking like? Have you got drill rigs on? What's happening with the gold?
So listen, we've just finished our phase two drilling campaign at Ashburton. And in fact, Matt and the guys are still up on site, finishing off the last bits of sampling. And as you know, Kerry, you know, the labs are so full these days. You know, there's an 8 to 10 week turnaround at the moment in labs, and it's extremely hard to be, you know, proactively reactive, if you see what I mean, with respect to a drill campaign, because you just don't know assay will be, and we're waiting such a long time to find that out. But we've got lots and lots of samples in the lab. They're going to start to come through over the next 4 to 8 weeks from now. So there'll be news flow coming through as a result of our phase two drilling campaign. We drilled probably just over 10,000 metres there in that campaign. And of course, we continue to look at our Victorian portfolio with a view to finishing off our drilling there, particularly in our South Muckleford Gold Project, which, you know, has been the focus for Luke and the guys over in Victoria over the last few months as well. So, you know, there's going to be news flow on that front. We've got some very exciting anomalies at our Tarnagulla property. And, of course, we put in bids for blocks 3 and 4 in the Victorian land release around Fosterville. So, you know,
when are those blocks going to be announced as to who's got them?
We don't know that yet. They're just going through their process.
Well, fingers crossed you get them. And what are these anomalies? You said you've come across a couple of anomalies. What are they telling you?
In gold?
Yeah.
Well, we've drilled some interesting looking material up there in Ashburton. But as I say, you know,
don't you love it, ladies and gentlemen? They say it's interesting looking, and that's all they can tell you, because until they get those essays back, we just have to be patient, don't we, Paul?
We unfortunately have to be patient.
All right. Finishing up now, Paul, I just want to ask you, it's what I ask, I finish up with, you all should know it by now, three reasons why you think investors should be sitting up and taking notice of KZR right now.
Okay, well, obviously, the amount of activity that we've recently completed in the gold space means that we should have some results coming through from that over the next 1 to 2 months at least. We're hoping, obviously, on the lithium front that as we work through this soil sampling campaign, particularly at Don's Hill, that we can generate some very interesting anomalies from that geochemistry. And because we're actually not waiting for assay results using the XRF, we can actually define at least the right geometry, the right geochemistry, and we can fast track our assays by subsetting, you know, the 4,600 samples into the samples that look like they have the best opportunity to derive a lithium anomaly. So, you know, we're working in a bit of a different way. We're expediting that typical exploration process into a much shorter time frame. So I'm hoping that sort of by the beginning of next year, we'll have a very clear understanding of what the opportunity is in the lithium, where the drill targets are going to be. And then, you know, we're going to wait for that weather to cool down just slightly enough to get our crews out there and drilling in the East Pilbara. So I think that's, as well as the land release in Victoria and the work that the guys are doing at the South Muckleford and Tarnagoa goldfields, lot to look for, lots of opportunities.
Paul Adams, you have been very busy. I really appreciate your time today. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Kalamazoo Resources, very much gold-focused, but with the additional benefit of this new lithium opportunity. So make sure you head to their website, check out all the latest news releases, and Paul, we'll get you back on and find out what's going on as you get those results for the lithium projects. Well done, and keep on going.
Right, Kerry, great to talk to you again.